1-800-449-8686.
I had citizens auxiliary police. We're sorry to hear about your mother passing.
Thank you.
And I lost my own mother quite a while ago, about 1989. She died, and I know it's very tough, so we want to extend our heartfelt sympathy to your family.
I appreciate that very much, Jay. But we're getting through it, and you're very kind to say that. But I want to hear about, obviously, receipt appropriation.
Phil, that's great. It's called receipt appropriation. Let me tell you what it attacks. And what we try to do as citizens auxiliary police is take any kind of problem, which seems to be a problem the police can't handle. It sort of escapes their ability to handle certain things. I think the police do certainly have their hands tied and are so weighted down with so many other things. This has its root, Phil, in something we call merchant fraud. Let me tell you what merchant fraud is for people out listening right now. Merchant fraud is when a consumer goes into a store and purchases an item knowing full well that they are not going to keep that item, but they're trying to use that item for one day or one evening and then return the item after having gotten free use out of it and get their money back. One of the places where you hear this happening is men's clothing or women's clothing, or a woman needs a dress for the night.
All right, so she buys the dress and then takes it back?
She'll purchase a very expensive dress. And then she returns the gown or the dress the following day after she's gone to some function where she needed a dress, and she'll say, well, you know, it doesn't fit. Or it's something's wrong with it. It's a little tatter here. I don't like the color. And so she's had the use of the dress for one night. This is the kind of fraud that, I tell you, from personal experience, Phil, I've seen this. When I was younger, I did work in retail sales. And we're seeing a lot of this now, especially now, Phil, leading up to the Super Bowl game.
And tell me what that involves. Does that involve televisions, right?
This involves the widescreen TV. And what you're going to be seeing over the next couple of weeks, you're going to be seeing people purchasing widescreen TV, what have you, 50-inch, 50-plus-inch, and what have you. And what they'll do is they'll purchase a TV set, use the widescreen television set to watch Super Bowl game. A lot of people, I don't know if you're aware, will have a Super Bowl party and this kind of nonsense. And
a lot of people have these games. They have the people over.
They'll have the friends over. They watch the game, and then they take the TV back and say, you know what, picture's fuzzy, or, we really don't like this TV. There's something wrong with it. Now, if you have the receipt, and it's a very important thing to know, if you have the receipt, the merchant should return your money to you. There might be some merchants that have a no return policy. Very few, especially in a large ticket item. What we call a large ticket item. And you know what a large ticket item is, Phil? Phil, a large ticket item?
Yeah, it's an expensive item.
It's an expensive item, exactly. So obtaining a consumer's receipt is the number one goal of receipt appropriation.
So you're talking, so the idea is that they bring the big TV, they buy the big TV all along intending to bring it back and get their money back, correct?
That is correct. So what you've done is basically you have the use of a 50-plus-inch screen TV for the Super Bowl for free. You're allowed to take the TV back because you have the receipt. And I can tell you, Phil, from my own personal experience, I'll tell you a story about a young man. I'm probably about 18, 19 years old. I was working over at Slauson Electronics, and I would see people returning TVs after Academy Awards or the Macy's Day. See that Macy's Day deal where they have the turkeys?
It's like a Thanksgiving Day parade.
Thanksgiving Day parade. And I know they've gotten, and I would know that they got a free weekend's use out of the TV, and they were bringing them back to get their money back. And I would talk to our manager, and he'd tell me something very interesting. If they have the receipt, you got to return a purchase price to them. Major Elvis Newton, who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, and you heard me talking about Major Newton.
Yeah.
His philosophy is there is nothing that the state can do about it, so we need to step in on behalf of the store and stop this practice.
All right, now then, receipt appropriation works how?
All this week and next week, we're going to be going fans. I like to get my men to fan out. Now, I was telling you need to fan out on this one because what we mean by fan out is spread out. So I'll tell my men, first thing I tell them probably every morning is, I want you to fan out, spread out. All right, let's fan out. And so they'll fan out, and that's what they do.
They fan out.
I'm sorry, Phil?
All right, look, let me give the number. You're saying, what do your men do?
Well, I have them fan out. And
then they fan out and do what?
What they'll do is go to the various stores. And we will be around electronic stores and entertainment stores to wait for anyone coming out of the store with a big screen TV.
All right.
Most of the time, Phil, people are holding a receipt. It's a very interesting thing. When they buy a big ticket item, most of the time, people are holding on to the receipt. Why is that? It's because the store is always checking receipts as you're leaving. All right. And a lot of times, especially if they're women, they're carrying children, they got a purse, so on and so forth. That's when we begin what is called receipt appropriation to find out whether that television set, that big ticket item, was purchased with the intent of bringing it back after it was used for one weekend, or if they really want to hold on to it. And I can get into that, and you want to give out a phone number, whatever you need to do.
All right, let me give our number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with us. When you talked about fanning out.
Well, fanning out is a police procedure. I didn't mean to disorient you, but when you say, all right, spread out, that's a very specific police procedure. You're going to fan out. So you have guys working each store. And I don't think that I've been associated with law enforcement since 1996, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't think there's one volunteer police agency in the National Association of Volunteer Squads that fans out better. And we have fanned out continuously since 1996, the way we fan out. You've never seen anyone spread out. We can spread everywhere. So,
okay, so now you guys are at the store.
Now we're at the store. What we do is practice something called receipt appropriation. We temporarily disorient the customer. For instance, we may have a clipboard, and we say we're taking a poll. We ask a question that's completely unrelated. For instance, we may say, can you help me? I need a doctor. Now, that disorients the consumer. It's a two-man team. The second man in the team comes up, grabs the receipt, and begins to run. Now, if the consumer chases the individual, we know, gotcha. See, they need that receipt. If they don't chase the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommander who took the receipt, we know that, well, then they didn't intend on bringing the item back right away. They don't need the receipt. Therefore, we turn around, tip the cap, here's your receipt back.
Well, does anybody ever ask, why did you take the receipt and start to run?
At that time, we will tell them, this is a receipt appropriation. We wanted to make sure that you really did intend on keeping that item. If you did not intend on keeping that item, if you were just going to watch the Super Bowl on a big widescreen TV or that kind of nonsense, you would have chased us down. You know, you would chase, you know, probably would have tried to, you know, chase us down even though we're fanned out. You try to chase down a police officer who's spread out, it's a difficult thing. So,
all right, so you determine by grabbing the receipt out of their hand and running, if they don't chase you,
then it is a legitimate purchase of a widescreen TV that they intend to keep.
And if they do chase, then they need that receipt.
Then they need the receipt because they won't bring it back.
And all right, now let me ask you this, Jay, if I could. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686, Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we're talking about people who purchase these big-ticket television sets only to watch the Super Bowl, and then they return it to the store the next day to get their money back. What if they want that receipt for a legitimate purpose, such as what if the television is malfunctioning? What if it's broken? What if the TV is not working properly?
So, I tell you what, these days, these brand-new television sets aren't broken. It doesn't happen anymore. It used to happen a lot in the bad old days, but it doesn't happen anymore. It doesn't happen no more because a lot of these television sets are made, first of all, they're foreign-made, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to say anything about American manufacturing, but you get a lot of the Japanese sets. A lot of these Chinese sets, a lot of Chinese deals, very well made. It just doesn't happen, Phil. You're just not going to buy a TV set, get it home, it's going to be broken. So, I don't.
So if I were to say to you, I need that receipt because, you know.
Well, I say to you, why you need the receipt because you want to bring this TV back because you want to get a free use of the TV on a Super Bowl day.
And I'll say to you, no, I don't. I want to have the receipt in case the television malfunctions.
Well, I would simply say, sir, that's not operative. You know that as well as I do. Yeah, come on. What level do you want? You know, we can play it any way you want. You know, we can play it your way, play it the hard way, whatever kind of a deal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about something called receipt appropriation. And in receipt appropriation, what they do is basically take the receipt from the individual and if the person chases them, they need the receipt, which is an indication that they intend on bringing the set back after one day's worth of use, or they don't chase, which means they've bought it legitimately. Joanna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm not a person who's ever, you know, purchased a television for a week, and I think that's silly. If you're going to spend money for a big screen TV, you want to enjoy it as long as possible. But the thing is, you know, I'm a consumer that even if I go through a drive-through window and I don't get a receipt, the red flag goes up. You know, if somebody grabs a receipt out of my hand,
right,
I'm going to grab it back because anything can happen to that television, and we all know how strict merchandise stores are nowadays, there's no real return policy.
Well, but the television set is not, just, you don't have malfunctioning TV sets like you used to. It's just not. You have brand new TV sets made over, you know, these Japanese.
Yes.
It's not going to break down.
Well, so
it's suspicious. If I grab the receipt from you and you start chasing me down, now I got to ask myself, why do you need that receipt so bad? Let me ask you a question, ma'am. You're a lady. Have you ever purchased a dress?
Yes.
Want to wear a cocktail dress, kind of a cocktail deal, and the next day you bring it back? I'm sure you've done that.
No, I haven't.
Well,
I think there's probably a better way to put a stop to people who are doing this. You know, maybe taking down their driver's license at the time. You know,
We will detain them. We'll get information from them because I want to be able to say that I did everything that I could for that merchant in case somebody is coming in and trying to, you know, take a TV set, because it just, you know, just made me mad when I was a young man. Yeah, so anyway.
All right, well, thank you, Joanna. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to take a break here. Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The thing that I want to determine, though, is that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is not a police agency. I don't know that they can detain anybody. They're a volunteer group. And anyway, our number, 1-800-449-8686, receipt appropriation. Are people buying big screen TVs just so they can watch the Super Bowl and then turn around and bring it back the next day? Well, these guys want to stop that, and they do it by just grabbing the receipt from you. And if you don't have a receipt, you're not going to be able to bring it back. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
When people have a receipt in their hand, okay, some stores don't need a receipt.
Well, I understand that some stores do not need a receipt, Phil, but the receipt is a psychological device. In other words, maybe the store doesn't need the receipt, but an individual believes that the store does. Most people are going to want to hold on their receipt because that's proof they purchased at that store. And even if the store has a policy that says you don't need a receipt, which is not a very wise policy. Most stores will tell you, they're subject to an enormous amount of loss because they don't require a receipt. They do it as a sales technique, but in the end, they wind up losing a lot of money. So most stores are going to need a receipt.
Okay? But the stores that say they don't need a receipt...
Well, I mean, the consumer is still going to hold on to the receipt because they believe they need it. And that's where we got them. And what we do is it's a two-man team. We will walk up with a clipboard. Both men are standing side by side. One man will say, I'm taking a pulse survey, and then he'll suddenly say, I believe a child was just hit by a car. The consumer is disoriented. Our sub-commander, who's in a B position, that is the what we call a subordinate position, will then reach over, grab the receipt, and start to run. If that consumer chases, then we know that person wants that receipt. Why? I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. He won't bring that TV back after he watched the Super Bowl for free. That's fraud. And I take a personal, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that happens. I take a personal interest in a story like that.
Because you worked in retail sales where they did that. All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Fraud. Yeah, I worked in retail sales.
I mean, just a guy walking up and grabbing the receipt and running. And say the other thing, too. You're not a police officer, so I would question as to whether you have the legal right. Here is...
We have every right.
Here is Angie. Angie, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this guy's nuts. He's not going to prove that somebody's going to return the TV by not keeping or wanting to keep the receipt. If somebody came up in this day of, like, identity theft, and tried to take a receipt out of my hands, I would freak out and run after him, too, because I don't want my name and my credit card number in somebody else's hands.
Well, that's not how you do identity theft.
That's what you're saying that you're doing, and it still has a credit card number on there. It tells a name on there.
That's not how identity theft is done.
Identity theft, you can get part of it.
No, you can't. Because as you know, on the back of your credit card, you have what is called a code, and that's really the key number. You have to have the card to
But isn't that the beginning of getting someone's identity, their name, and getting that first part of their last part of their credit card number?
No, it is not. No, you need a lot more information.
Well, how do you know, Jay? I mean, you know, you're a volunteer police agency.
Yeah. I feel I could have been a police officer. I didn't want to do a little politics. Okay. So I probably know more about this than the average flatfoot. I don't want to say flatfoot, but a lot of these cops, you know, you want me out there helping you, or do you want some guy that's in a donut shop? You want me out there actively pursuing some of these people who are going to take the receipt and try to get the TV back, or a guy in a donut shop? Do you want a guy who's going to get the job done? We get the job done. Or a guy who's sitting having coffee and donut.
I'm just saying that you're not gonna prove that somebody's gonna use the receipt to return a TV by coming up and grabbing a receipt out of their hand. Their natural instinct is to chase you.
Not if they don't intend on bringing the TV back. I think, I don't need the receipt because I'm not bringing the TV back. See, right there, I got you.
I just bought a TV with my boyfriend, and if somebody would have come up and grabbed the receipt out of my hand,
right,
I would have started after them.
Then, of course,
I'm afraid they're going to take my identity.
So you're going to...
Because we just bought a big ticket item, and we don't want any chance that anybody could get anything off of that big ticket item.
Are you taking the TV back?
Heck no.
Of course you are.
We love the TV. Why would we take it back?
Because you want to watch the Super Bowl for free.
That's ridiculous.
Then take it
back.
That's
like some of the TV shows made up just to laugh at. Nobody really does that.
Really? Call Best Buy. You know what Best Buy is?
You mean the
electronics?
Call the people at Best Buy. This is a problem every single year for them, Phil. So this lady here, she doesn't even know it. She's talking out of her ass.
Well, watch your language, please.
Yeah, you got to watch your language. I am a lady.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go on over here to Chris. Chris, you're on a Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, all I got to say is what this guy,
she's talking out of her ass.
Watch your language, please. Go ahead, sir.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's dangerous. Anybody who is not a law enforcement officer... as far as I'm concerned, it's not allowed to detain a person.
Why are you buying why do you need the receipt?
Actually, I used to work at a very, very large consumer retailer.
Uh-huh.
And without the receipt, you can still take items back. You'll get store credit.
That's ridiculous.
So, I mean, what you're saying
is... How can you take it back? How do they know that you bought it there?
See, that's another thing. I've also worked at a very large retail store. It happens to be Walmart. And they used to take items back without receipts. But see, what that does is that creates what you're trying to prevent. You're trying to sit here and tell me you're trying to prevent loss. Well, what you don't understand is these companies get credit for these items. So you're saying that it creates all this loss. The companies are losing all of this money.
They're losing money. This is the retail equivalent of having your pocket picked on a subway by some homeless deal.
But see, the difference between...
Get a homeless deal out there.
These companies are multi-million-dollar companies. They have insurance to prevent in case when they lose this money. So you're comparing something,
what?
Somebody getting their pocket picked. I mean, you pick my pocket, man. That's my whole life.
Wait a minute. How does a store make money taking back an item that they never sold originally?
They get credit for it. You've obviously never worked at an electronic store
I'm concerned. I worked at an electronic store, and I saw what happened to my order. Now, you call people at Best Buy. I saw an article in the paper today. They're taking it, they're taking it up the Hershey Highway, if you will, every year on these guys buying big ticket item. Watch the Super Bowl, bring it back.
What you're saying is completely...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Right.
And
that's
now
great.
More on the Phil Henry Show.
Jay Sanos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us here. Jay, we're talking about the fact that you have sub-commanders affiliated not only with your group but with other volunteer groups across the country who will be looking, who will be around these stores, making sure that people are not buying big screen TVs only to watch the Super Bowl on and then return it.
It is still a form of merchant fraud. That is correct.
All right, and the receipt appropriation is when you're actually taking the receipt out of their hand. If they give chase, you figure that person needs that receipt.
Well, we got a problem. What that is, Phil, is anybody in police work will tell you that's a red flag. If I take a receipt out of your hand, I start to sprint away, and we will sprint from the area, and we go into a full sprint. Now, if that person gives chase and does get into a full sprint, too, now, okay, see right there, you need that receipt. Why? I'll tell you why. They want to bring it back. They want to rip off Best Buy or rip off Circuit City or rip off any number of these places that have all this nonsense.
All right, and I have a, I'm not going to say her name. It's just a television reporter from the state of Illinois is on the line here, Jay. What was your question, ma'am, initially?
Well, I was wondering if they were actually doing this kind of thing in central Illinois.
We have two groups in Illinois, the Illinois Volunteer Militia. There's an umbrella agency, umbrella organization of volunteer police agencies across the United States. The American Association of Volunteer Militia.
You guys are unpaid and unaffiliated.
Well, again, you get into a problem there. When you say unaffiliated, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, you're not an official police agency, are you?
Let me tell you what. There's a little thing maybe you've heard about. It's called a constitution, Phil.
Yes, of course I've heard of the constitution.
Well, there's a thing called citizen's arrest. All right, so we have the Illini Volunteer Militia. We have the Chicagoland Volunteer Militia and also the Chicagoland Squad. So there's a number of them.
And so are you just doing it in Chicago or in
No, we're doing it throughout Illinois. We're doing it to...
I think I know the town that the lady's in, I don't want to mention, but in just about every...
Every medium-sized to large-sized city in Illinois, we're going to have the Illinois Volunteer Militia and the Chicagoland Squad, which does operate throughout the entire state.
What is it called, the Chicagoland Squad?
That's correct.
And so they'll be...
Yeah, they will be in the major areas. You're a TV report, ma'am?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could contact to do a story about this for our show tomorrow.
Well, one of the things that I need to know from you is what kind of a deal is this? In other words, if you're attempting to portray us in a negative light, I need it, you know what I'm saying?
It's just an informational to let people know what you're doing, kind of like you're on this show tonight.
I understand. Is it on camera? Do you want to do a call-in?
I'm sorry, we're a TV station, so we need to interview someone on camera.
Somebody on camera, I understand that. Do you have, I'm out in California myself.
Yeah, okay. Where are you, Hawthorne?
Hawthorne, California, that's correct.
So if I call,
what's the name of your morning show? Is it a deal where they, is that Deborah Norville? Is it Deborah Norville show?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, it's just an affiliate in central Illinois.
So this is a morning show, not unlike a lot of morning shows that cover the local scene?
Well, it's not. No, it would be for like a 5, 6, or 10 o'clock news. Local
okay.
News. So like a 5, 6, or 10, like evening news deal. Is that right, ma'am?
What?
Is that right? It's like an evening news, you know, when you hear a lot of this nonsense, you know, at 5, 6, and 10, we'll give you the weather. Is that the deal, or?
Yes, it's evening, right, Jill? It's the, well, I used your first name, forgive me, but it's It's the evening, the news.
Yeah, it would be like for, it's just a local news station.
It would be for
5, 6, or 10.
Well,
it's just informational to let people know what's going on, that you guys are doing this.
We got a deal out here. I'll give you an idea. We got a deal out in Los Angeles. It's called L.A. Live. It's with Steve Edwards. It's a morning show. It's called Good Morning L.A. That's the deal. Is that what that is?
It's not Good Morning. It's the local news. That's all.
All right.
We just cover central Illinois. It's
I got you. Okay.
Simple.
I'd certainly be very happy to speak with you.
Okay.
I can give you a number off the air. I can tell you also as well, our main number, if you want to write it down.
Hey, this is to the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That's correct.
Okay.
818-377-5377.
537 what?
5377. And that is going to get you, that will connect you on the switchboard.
I didn't hear the number. Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 818-377-5378.
78?
No, sir. 378.
Did you hear the number, Jill? I didn't hear the... I'm
sorry. You're not...
378?
No. I'm sorry. It's 818-377-53-SLAME.
there's a problem with the phone or something, man. But I if you got the number, Jill, I'm fine. You got it?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, what's the number? 377-5378.
No. 377-5388.
38?
Is this a joke or something?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't think the lady understands. 377. 5-3. All right, if you got it, it's fine. All I heard was 5-3 Lowry.
I'll get the number off air. How about that?
I tell you what, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm trying to do it. Yeah, you don't get it. I'd love to try to do it. Do you want to do it or what?
Yeah.
You do want to do it?
It's 53 what is the last three numbers?
377-531. And it
sounded like, Jay, what it's sounding like to me is there's something on the phone line at your end that is breaking up. I heard 377-53 Lime.
You're hearing what?
Yeah, I'm not even hearing a number.
All right, well.
Tell you what, Jill.
Okay.
Here's a number I got to hear for you. 377-5300. Okay?
That's a good number.
Is that your number?
No.
Yet.
Okay.
All right, 377-5300, two zeros, as in...
Well, it's like Mr. Magoo. What we say, Jill, is we'll say 377-53 Mr. Magoo, because of the big glasses. And that helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
All right, Jill?
All right. Thank you so much.
I'd love to talk with you and tell you a little bit more about it and how we can try and, you know, keep this, you know, it's basically like a full rape of the deal.
All right. Thank you very much, Jill. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
1-800-449. I couldn't understand you, Jay.
377-5 the Baldwin. What's the problem?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough. 1-800-449-8686.
But how does getting a guy's receipt so he doesn't bring, so that he's not ripping off a store by buying a TV and bringing it back the next day just so he can watch the Super Bowl for free, how does that save lives?
Well, you know, everything we do in Citizens Auxiliary Police, every step we make, whether it's the Illinois Volunteer Militia, the Oregon Beaver Brigade, the Gator Beat Patrol.
The Gator Beat Patrol is in Florida?
That's correct. Everything we do is designed to make our lives and the lives of the ones that we love more smooth. And we fan out daily. There's no way that a life is saved unless you have dedicated officers who will fan out and make that situation stable. Especially when we're talking about stealing from merchants, big screen TV, go, you know, get your cookies watching the Super Bowl, and then you suddenly turn around and take it back. You think the merchant's going to get his cookies seeing you come back through the door? Oh, yeah, hi, here's this TV set I bought for $10,000. I think I want my money back. And the merchant, you think he's born yesterday? Of course he knows you watched the Super Bowl and all that nonsense.
All right, but he's got to give the...
He's got to give the money back, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Annette, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
What about people that have rebates? I mean, people that have receipts and they have all their personal information attached to that. They have to get their rebate in. I used to work for a company that processed rebates.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Rebate.
Your rebate, you didn't
words,
have a receipt.
Get their money back. See?
No. If you have a rebate, we will not touch your rebate if you don't give us a receipt.
The rebate, yeah, first of all, that's baloney.
No, it's not baloney because I just bought a computer and I have $300 worth of rebates.
All right, you have
if you would have took my receipt,
you don't
have I would
have
kicked your butt.
You don't have to have the receipt. All you have to have is the
yes,
rebate.
Yes, you do. You have to have the receipts and the UCC codes. Have you ever read it?
Ma'am, do they
I can
give
read you verbatim what my receipt says right
ma'am,
now.
Ma'am, do they give you a rebate certificate?
Yes, and on the rebate certificate, it says you have to have an original copy of the receipt, which is why Circuit City gives you 5 printouts.
Really? Then how come
Best Buy gives you a rebate receipt.
Oh, really? Then how come Best Buy is always crying and whining about the fact that people bring back the big screen TV? Why?
There's a difference between bringing back a TV and needing a receipt for a rebate. If you take my receipt,
what about that,
I need a rebate?
Phil, the problem is so severe. The problem is so severe that the people who unfortunately get caught in the middle are the people who need rebates, and it's just something they've got to suck up because what we're
I'm not going to suck that up. I'm a psychology major, and I can tell you, when you take something from somebody, that is invading their personal space. You have just violated that individual.
Ma'am, I don't need a psychology degree to understand that I've just violated someone's personal space, but guess what they did? They violated the rights of the Constitution.
They have not violated anybody yet.
They violated
brutally. Why don't you catch these people coming back in instead of going out?
Ma'am, because we want to make sure that these people are not going to turn around next day after they got their cookies and take the TV back.
And I would have to, could I ask my guests not to use a phrase like get your cookies because it's a little crude?
Well, she's allowed to come on here and lie.
I'm not lying. I've worked in retail for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, right. You're a psychology major. Yeah, right, sure.
Oh, really? I just took my cognitive psych class tonight.
Well, can I ask you a question? How is it you are a psychology major and you've worked at a Froster's Freeze or wherever you've worked for 6 years?
No, honey.
Yeah.
I worked in retail for 10 years, and then I also worked at data entry processing doing rebates because I'm working my way through college.
Well, it's a legitimate question, Jay. The rebate, which I've, anybody that's ever bought, I just bought a washer and a dryer. Okay.
I'm sorry. It's, as I said to the young lady, and as I try to say to you, Phil, for the short term, while we are trying to make sure that we don't have some of these jokers, you know, a lot of these turkeys, a lot of these jokers coming in, want to buy the big screen TV, turn around, bring it back, get their money back. You people with the rebate certificates are going to have to just suck on it for a couple of weeks. And I'm sorry, you know. What does the lady want me to
say? I shouldn't have to suck on anything.
Suck on it for a couple of weeks.
No, why? Why should I have to do that?
Because, ma'am,
I've done nothing wrong.
Ma'am, you have done nothing wrong, and I'm sorry. But good people are getting hurt right now by these guys who want to grab their cookies. Excuse me, I didn't want to say that. By watching the Super Bowl for free. See?
Then you need to catch these people on the way back in, not on the way out. Because when you violate somebody's personal space,
that's very disturbing. That's not against the law to violate personal space. It's against the law It's against the law to violate someone's butt.
If you touch me in the process of grabbing my receipt,
yes, ma'am.
Technically, that's assault.
Well, no, I don't.
If you touch me in grabbing my receipt, that is assault.
Well, what do you think I'm going to do, ma'am? Walk up, grab your receipt with one hand, and squeeze one cheek of your butt with the other? Of course not. I'm grabbing a receipt, I'm hauling ass. If you break into a full sprint, now if you just jog, all right, we'll turn around. We'll give you a receipt back. But if you go to a full wind sprint, we got problems.
You've just taken something that belongs to me, and you expect me not to sprint?
Ma'am, I'm just saying to you.
What do you mean we got
to? You and other people are going to have to just put your lips around it.
All right, Stephanie, thank you. Or it's Annette, right?
Annette.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Good luck with your education.
Thank you.
What part of the country are you in, ma'am?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right. What you need to do is, I would think, just if you see any guys with pith helmets, what are your uniforms?
We wear a full pith helmet and a blue armband. Well, what are you saying to her? Stay away? I want to try to catch her in the act, trying to grab her cookies. What are you saying?
I'm telling her.
Why just deck a guy like that?
Ma'am, I'm just I'm asking to suck on it for 2 weeks.
No, see, that's absolutely ridiculous.
What is?
To have to sit there and suck it up for 2 weeks while you guys do this.
I didn't say suck it up. I said suck on it.
All right, never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to remind everybody to go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, for our Best Of CD, Are You For Real? It is the Best of the Phil Hendry Show for 2005, and all the money goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Time for one more call for Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Ricky, go ahead, please.
Hey, I just want to say, I got so many things to say, I don't think I'm going to have time. This guy is an idiot. Can you hear me?
Well, what do you mean an idiot?
You're an idiot. If I walked out of the grocery store with a Kit Kat bar and you grabbed my receipt, I would chase you down.
What are you talking about?
That's the most ridiculous thing ever. Jog. We're going to let them go. Why would they jog? Of course someone's going to run after you.
Why, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. You're going to chase me down for the receipt of a Kit Kat bar?
No, I wouldn't chase you down for that. I'd chase you down for my receipt. If someone came up to me and was like, hey, do you have cancer or whatever with the pole, and then grabbed my receipt, I'd definitely chase you down and punch you in the face.
Why?
Because you're taking my receipt. It's not yours. It's mine.
It doesn't make any difference. If you're sprinting after, if you're just jogging, I'll turn around, tip of the cap, good day to you.
Dude, if you tip your cap, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Are you retarded?
Sir, you know, we are law enforcement officers.
You know you are not. You're not. You even said you're not.
You
said
me in the nose.
Been, but okay. I know why you're not.
So you want me to take you to another level, is that it?
No, I know why you're not a cop. I can obviously tell you're
why
a moron
that?
Just
why
by
that?
Everything you've said.
Oh, that's so stupid of you to say I'm a moron.
Yeah, you are.
No evidence of that.